T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55 plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet rely on 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
So wait a minute. You left that in a studio?
Yeah. I left my wallet in the Tigers postgame studio the other day.
It's one of the backup studios we have here.
Of the backup studios. I left it there. All right.
When did you realize that you left it?
I didn't.
You didn't?
I didn't. So I was carrying on for 2 hours. Didn't even realize it.
So you had left the building.
No. I'm in the building working.
Okay.
But I'm working on something else. And this is sitting there. My wallet is sitting there in the side studio, Tigers postgame studio. And the cleaning crew gave it to Cheryl up front. Cheryl's the forward-facing first person you see when you walk in the door. Yep. And Cheryl brought it back to me. Absolutely nothing was missing within this. And I got to tell you, like I guess I've lost a lot of faith in society. I wouldn't expect to get this back in one piece. And I did. And now I'm flaunting it again, so I'm due to lose it again today.
I think in today's society, Ken, correct me if I'm wrong, but cameras are everywhere. And I think more and more people become aware. There's still people who are oblivious that cameras are everywhere. But because cameras are everywhere, I think some people are starting to realize.
Well, I hope that helps.
Yeah.
But
that the theft would go down, or better yet, that there's, hey, where did I have this? And, you know, maybe it can help as a tool to find things too.
Well, it's unfortunate because you'd want people just to be good in general without having to worry about, oh, am I on camera? You know, just out of, you know, the kindness and goodness of your heart that, like, this isn't mine, I'm going to return it. But yes, I think the camera thing does help a lot of people. But as I tell Doug all the time, criminals, they do dumb things because they're dumb.
Yeah.
And people still steal on camera. So, but Mark, someone returned it. That's always
Ooh,
a good thing, man.
Well, I felt like I did the dumb thing. Now, you find this, you're obviously returning it, right? If you're at a store and you find $20 on the ground, I don't return it.
No, I just found $20.
I just found $20.
Yeah.
Because the person I turn it into is just going to keep it. You drop $20, you've lost $20. Is that fair to say?
I think it's fair, but I mean, you start to make the question interesting. If you find just a money clip that's got like, you know, $600 there.
Where is the line? What's the number you're saying?
Everybody's got the price. At what point are you like, I probably should be responsible and maybe turn this into somebody?
Who is then going to keep the money clip?
Maybe.
Right?
But I mean, at some point you're like, what am I supposed to do here? I got a real moral dilemma.
I'll go, if it's at work, any amount of money I'm turning in. If it's at the store, $100 or less is mine.
Hey, he's got a number.
What if you're in a parking lot of just a, like a strip mall and you have no idea which store it is? And then you come across somebody's money clip and it's like, you know, like I said, you have several hundred dollars in a money clip that's okay. just lying on the ground.
You are asking a question that you're not answering. What would you do?
I'm asking a question first and I can offer my response. I'm not sure what I would do in that situation, because if it's a strip mall, I don't know where the store is. I would probably pick it up immediately and then look around and maybe palm it and say to somebody, hey, has anybody dropped anything? Anybody dropped something? Anybody? Like if there's anybody walking around. And if, you know, I don't know what you're talking about. Okay, I've got this.
What do you say real quietly though, right? Has anybody dropped anything?
Hey. Anybody?
But if it's a strip club, you just bring it right back in.
Oh, yeah. It's just... It's money well spent.
Yeah, right. Oh, man. It's been reused again.
I think we all understand that. Those are the rules of going to a strip club. You know, if you find some cash outside, you just go right back in and return it.
What amount of money? Unconventional way. Yeah, what amount of money would signal to you, I've got to return this? Oh, just money. Wallet is an obvious, you're a punk if you don't return this.
Well,
you
know? Or at least seek out the person, because you've got information you can, in today's day and age, you can track that person down easy enough if you've got the wallet and there's information to be had.
But cash doesn't have your name on it.
No, if it's just cash, I mean, if there's just a lot of cash on the ground, I don't know. It's almost like, is that a 3-second rule like food?
I thought it was a 10-second rule.
What are you supposed to do? I mean, it does depend on the, I mean, like if it's $5, it's $1, it's a $20 bill. It's just one bill. It could be a $100 bill, but if it's just a bill.
That's your bill.
Probably bending over, picking it up, and immediately looking around. Nobody's looking at me. Okay. And not that you're looking at it to steal, like looking like, hey, did I just drop something?
You find a money clip. It's got $250 in there. What are you doing?
I pick it up. I look around. And if there's nobody around to ask, then I'll stand there probably for, I'll probably give myself 10 seconds. I'm standing around.
Not 10 looking. Minutes.
No. No, not 10 minutes. I got my time. That's my time. And then I'll probably take it, because I don't know where I'm supposed to return it to. I'm not going to the cops. Hey, I found this $250 wad of money outside the Kroger CVS.
What if you found $250,000?
That you got to turn in. Something's up there.
Something's going on. Yeah. I'm not touching the $250,000. I'm walking right by it.
Oh, no. I got a chance. No, nobody's going to
claim
it.
Turn it in, because that person will give you some kind of reward. 100%. You turn in like $10,000 or more.
Unless it's a crack dealer.
No, that's exactly right. You don't want anything to do with that stack.
They'll give you something. Don't worry.
I've seen too many movies.
They'll give you something.
No, you stay away from that. Breaking Bad. Okay, Breaking Bad.
Someone's going to track me down. Like, did you not see No Country for Old Men? I mean, there's a transponder there somewhere.
Yeah.
Anton Chigurh is going to be tracking me down. I don't need that.
Come on, man. Start a new life. You're single.
Look, the guy who found that money that Anton Chigurh was tracking down, he was married and trying to start a new life, and it did not end well for him or his wife or his mother-in-law. Spoiler alert.
I like No Country for Old Men. Very little CGI.
You know, Mark's, his policy on CGI in movies. Too much just, CGI, he's done. I'm out of here!
I like it a lot.
I watched a movie last night. Because the Tigers game ended so quickly. And that was a 2-hour and 4-minute game or something like that. I couldn't believe what I was... I'm like, it's 7:15 and they're in the fifth inning. Like, what? When did this game started at 6:40 and it's already in the going into the fifth inning? Crazy. It went so fast. And the movie The Machinist came on. And it's a movie from like 2005, I think. And it stars Christian Bale as a guy who works in a shop, and he has horrible insomnia where he has not slept in a year. And to buy into the role, Christian Bale dropped a significant amount of weight, where he is completely emaciated. He looks incredibly unhealthy. His face is sunken. His ribs are bulging out of his body. I mean, he looks like he weighs 120 pounds, and I'm not exaggerating. And that's the second time he's done that for a movie. He did that for another movie called Rescue Dawn, which was, I think, a Vietnam movie. And it's kind of gross looking at it. It's like, oh, my God. It's shocking. But that's what – so the Tigers just flip – and I'm watching this, And because of the conversation we've had about you not liking CGI movies, I'm watching this, I'm going, would Mark Ryan watch this movie because he doesn't like to suspend disbelief?
No, I can't.
So the idea that somebody hasn't slept in a year, would you watch this movie?
That sounds interesting to me.
But it's impossible, right?
It's, yeah, you die. I'm pretty sure I would die if I didn't sleep for a year. You know, like the other thing is, how would you be willing to become emaciated if they're paying you $4 million for a movie? I wouldn't.
I mean, for me to get to that point, we're gonna need some time. But the interesting thing about this, okay, yeah. the chronological order of like the movies he's done in his career, he did that right before he did Batman Begins.
And he's ripped to that one.
Yeah, he's like, well, he's I don't know if he's ripped, but he's big. He's like close to 200 pounds in Batman Begins. And it's interesting because at some point there's like a different part of a timeline in this movie. So you see him when he's almost back to his fighting weight of Batman Begins, which is clearly where he's building up to at the end of this movie shoot. But it's just wild. But no CGI there that I could tell.
Good. And an interesting concept, interesting storyline. What happened to him?
I don't want to blow the story. It is an interesting story. It's a very interesting story, an interesting movie. But it's visually, it's hard. It's a tough watch at times because of what he has done to his body and buying into the role. Anyway, that's just a little distractions to start the show. Tigers play last night against Pittsburgh. Pirates win it 4-1. They even the series up at a game apiece. They have the rubber match this afternoon. We've got a shorter show. The Tiger game will start at 1:10. Our broadcast coverage getting underway at 12:45. Interesting matchup today. On paper, it sounds interesting, although the way the guys are pitching lately, maybe it's not. But Paul Skenes is going for the Pirates. They gave him an extra few days off to try to figure out what's going on with him because his velocity has dropped a couple miles an hour. He's just not the same pitcher at all. He's struggled with his control, and he's clearly frustrated. I mean, this is a guy who's the National League Cy Young Award winner from a year ago, was Rookie of the Year a couple years before that. I mean, he's incredible. And yet, he's going through some issues. Jackson Jobe is pitching for the Tigers, making his third start of the season. His first start was great, 5 shutout innings. His next start, not so much. They hit the White Sox really hit the ball hard against Jackson Jobe over the last weekend. But here's an opportunity to get back at it. The matchup is interesting. I'm curious about how the Tigers are feeling about how Tiger fans are feeling about this because the team is continuing to do this. It's a roller coaster for this season. Look, you're not going to sweep every series, but when you struggle to score runs, people are going to question things, even though this team is scoring runs at a prodigious rate since June 1st. But last night was one of these games. They only got one. They only had 5 hits in the game. And Ashcraft was unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. Like he was the previous start. He was the same way this way. It was just unhittable, it seemed at times. But 248-539-9797 is a telephone number. Mark Ryan's in for Doug Carr. Sorry, forgot to mention that. Doug is dropping his youngest off at college today. It's going to be a very emotional day for Doug. He'll talk about it tomorrow. I'm sure he'll struggle getting through it. And I don't mean that to be fun of him. Like it's just, it was already starting yesterday.
There's a lot of things that make me, like I'm a bonus dad, but there's a lot of things that like make me want to embrace being a father. The whole bringing the kids to college thing ain't one of them. Oh, the amount of work for that with no payoff.
Well, and there was a little bit of a drive involved and needed a rental of some kind because didn't have enough space to move all his stuff. So anyway, that's interesting. He'll be back with us tomorrow. But Tiger fans, 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. With this team, what is your prevailing emotion that comes with how this team is playing right now? Are you excited? Are you elated? Are you pissed? Are you frustrated? Where are you at when it comes to your emotions with this Tiger team? Are you actually living and dying by every single game? Do you allow yourself to live and die by every single series or every week, every pitch? Where are you with this? 248-539-9797. Same number to Texas if you want to get through that way. This is 97.1. All right, so what a difference a week makes when it comes to the Detroit Tigers. Last week, we were getting ready to go into the big series against the White Sox, going into the weekend. The Tigers were one of the hotter teams in baseball. They were like 8-2 over the last 10 games. Then they get swept by the White Sox. They split the first two games here with Pittsburgh. They're 5-5 in their last 10 games. And yet they find themselves in a very similar situation. They're 4.5 games out of first place in the division. But they're also in fourth place in the division because that's how tight things are. The Twins are in second place, 4 games back. And the Tigers and the Guardians are at 4.5 back. And then Kansas City is 13 back. Then you look at the wild card standings. And the third wild card place belongs with the Texas Rangers with a 62-64 record. So under 500 for the final spot. Then they are followed by the Twins and the Blue Jays, a half game behind them. And then the Guardians, Orioles, and Tigers are all 1 game behind them. And then Seattle is 3 games behind. Although after you lose 22-0, I feel like you should maybe be 8 games behind.
Yeah, I think that's
a bigger penalty for
that. That's going to leave a mark.
We'll get into that story later because that's a wild one. But this is where they're at. They're still very much in competition for a playoff spot. They're still in competition for the division spot. Okay, the White Sox series, that hurts. And I know you are troubled by that series. That triggered you as a fan.
No, it did. Look, I'm excited about today's matchup, too. Last 2 years, number one prospects doing battle today, Jobe and Skeens. But I really lost a lot of my will for this season with the White Sox. I was so amped up for that series. I wasn't thinking the Tigers were going to sweep them. I kept saying to myself, shut up, to all the people saying, if they sweep the White Sox, you're going to be in first. You're not going to sweep the White Sox, but win the series. We said it all last week, you and I, that, you know, go win 2 out of 3, both series. To get swept kind of killed a lot of my juice for the season, to the point where in this Pirate series, instead of watching all of the games, I'm watching 3 or 4 innings of the games. And, Gator, what can you offer me to be back in on this team, hook, line, and sinker? Because I feel like the second wild card winner is essentially the biggest loser in the American League at this point. I find myself having some seller's remorse about Casey Mize, not Tarek Skubal. I feel like they need Casey Mize on this team. I feel like I was wanting them to keep Casey Mize on this team, and I'm upset that they didn't. And I'm just kind of, I'm feeling listless about this team right now.
Well, I think this is a playoff team. I think they're a playoff caliber team for sure. But I think there's a lot of teams in the American League that are in the same boat, as is evident by all these teams that are competing for that last spot. I hope they get that last spot. And I don't care which wild card spot it is. If it's the last wild card spot, I don't care. Get in there because the experience is valuable. When I was younger and you heard the term about experience matters, and I'm like, no, it doesn't. That's a myth. It's crap or whatever. And as years go on, you realize, no. As you get more experienced, you realize that experience matters. And for a team that has this many rookies on it right now contributing, I think it would be incredible if they were to get to the postseason to gain some of that experience so that when this team is ready to really compete for a World Series, when they've got this roster filled out the way it needs to be that competitive, that they can do it because they've already have the knowledge of what it means to play in a postseason. As far as, you know, what has to happen here, I'm not going to tell you how to feel. I'm not in that business to tell people how they should feel. I'll tell you how I feel and why I'm excited about this is because this is a young team, a very young team, and they're playing a brand of baseball that's attractive. Aside from last night, they typically hit the ball very well. They spray it to all fields. They hit the ball out of the ballpark. They have great team speed. They've played better team defense in the second half than they did in the first half. Their pitching staff is normally pretty good. I like this brand of baseball. This brand of baseball plays, and they should add to this team and make them better. But what I really like about this team is that they've been plotting their way to get here. They're not doing it by going off on these crazy runs and these crazy streaks. They've just been very, very methodical. Go out and win a series. You know, here they are on the road where they won 7 straight road series. got a chance here again. If they win this afternoon, it'll be 8. And this is just what they do. They're winning 2 out of 3 games, or they're winning 6 out of 10 games. But it's that same pace. It's slow and steady. This is the tortoise and the hare, and right now they are the tortoise. They're not the hare. And I think that's important to keep in mind, because it helps you look more at the big picture as opposed to living and dying every single game with this team.
What you mentioned about, you know, the value to the team, I can't argue with that one iota. I'm more selfishly thinking about it from my own fan perspective. You open the season with World Series aspirations, and now I feel like you're telling me to get excited about scraps, about an appetizer. Where's the main course? I feel like I've been punched in the gut with this team, and then I'm looking at the roster and I'm looking at the pitching staff, and so you make it to the playoffs, something you've already done. Are you going to win a round? No, most likely not. I tend to be the positive guy, and I feel like, I don't know, man.
Well, they were the underdog the last 2 years in the first round of the playoffs, and they won each round. So what's different about this one?
No Skubal.
It's the same thing.
No Skubal, no Mize, very little starting pitching.
But it's a better lineup, perhaps.
Too many injuries. You know, like it's Riley Green went down at the wrong time. That White Sox series took so much out of me, man. I mean, I went into that at a 10-level fever pitch. Here we go again. The cardiac Tigers. Here we go. Gritty Tigers. And then it stripped a lot of the joy from me.
Well, there are some cautionary tales to be told, and I do have one massive cautionary. I'm not going to look too far ahead. I'll get to that coming up in 8 minutes. Let's get to the phones, 248-539-9797. Dan is in Detroit. Dan, welcome to 97.1.
Hey, morning, guys. First-time caller. Appreciate you having me on.
Thanks, Dan.
Hey, I just wanted to call in a couple things, man. I think both you gents have great points. For me, I think the straw that broke my back was the Sox series as well. It was kind of the last straw for me. But I do think you bring up some really great points as far as, you know, how young this team is and how it would be beneficial for them to gain that experience in the postseason, whether it's just first round or not, and kind of build off that. That's the silver lining. But it's just, you know, for me as a fan after that Sox series, I just kind of, you know, I've moved on. I'm looking forward to the Lions, you know, looking forward to their season. And we'll see how next season pans out for the Tigers. And then the other thing I just wanted to add, just a caveat, I could definitely feel, I dropped my son off last week for college. He's going to play football at a, you know, small D3 in New York, and we're super excited about him, super proud. But man, that was rough. You know, you spend 18 years teaching them how to live without you, but then nobody teaches you how to live without them once they're gone. It's rough, man.
Is this your first kid going to college?
So yeah, it's our first kid. You know, I joined the military back when I was 17. Man, I was dumb. I quit school and I joined the Navy, and it changed my life forever. So super, you know, super appreciative of that. So, but yeah, he's our first going to college, and you know, we're a tight knit family, and you know, it's almost like a death. I know that's super dramatic, but. I've never experienced, you know, I've done, you know, 5 deployments to Iraq. I've done a lot of stuff in my life, and I have no emotions to describe, you know, what we went through. And of course, you know, going through football camp, whether it's D3 or D1, you know, I mean, it sucks. And he's like, oh, I made it. You know, I hate it. I don't know if I love football. I'm like, well, you made a commitment. So
I'm no therapist here, Dan. I'm no therapist here, Dan. But I would say that I hope that you're able to separate the feelings you had when you had to go away from the feelings that your son having to go away. It's not the same going away.
Very, very true. Right?
I mean, when you went away, and thank you for your service.
I think that's what he's doing.
Yeah, there was a chance that you weren't coming back, and thank God you did. Your son will be back in, you know, for Thanksgiving or whatever break is going on. You know what I mean?
But
good luck to you, and thanks for sharing. Appreciate that.
But he brings up an interesting point, you know, about the transition fans make from baseball season to football season. And I guess, Gator, I'm kind of there. You know, like I'm in my mind, I am shifting into Lions mode now, away from Tigers mode there. You're still firmly in the Tigers mode category.
248-539-9797. This is 97.1.
Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds. T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S. This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game. When performance and reliability are non-negotiable, MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball, home or away, every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S. according to Ookla speed test, based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
All right, so I said one of the cautionary tales I'm going to say about this is that even though I am optimistic this team will make the playoffs, and I'm not living inning by inning or game by game with this team, I go more series to series because I think it's important that you keep the perspective there that winning two out of three is the goal. You know, sweeping is not the goal. Two out of three, keep moving along, keep playing better baseball than the others are playing. Two out of three baseball is great baseball. If you can do that. So was I shook by the White Sox series a little bit, but not as much as you were, not as much as to the point where I'm it's a getting off point for me. Where I am concerned is that you look ahead at the schedule, they've got the game against Pittsburgh today, and then they've got three more over the weekend at Kansas City before they return home on Monday. And then things get tough. They've got a 6-game homestand, and it starts with Tampa Bay, and then the Dodgers come to town. So that's six tough games. And then they leave to play on August 31st, three games at Minnesota, and then it's four games against the Guardians, including a doubleheader on Friday. So that's another 7-game road trip they're going to have. And then they return home on Labor Day to take on Minnesota again for three more games. So that's a bit of a gauntlet when you're looking at a 13-game stretch there against teams that, you know, you've got obviously out of division, out of league, tough teams like Tampa and the Dodgers. And then you've got in-division games against teams that you are competing with that you're all the same record, basically, with Minnesota and Cleveland. It's not easy. And when all that is said and done, it's going to be September 9th. I think at that point, you should have a pretty good idea where this team is. Either they're going to be same spot where they're at right now, just a game out of that, you know, wild card spot. Maybe they're in the wild card spot. Maybe it's up to two games out. They'll still have a chance. Or they're going to find themselves a good distance out of it because they've just lost too much. In that, I don't think we're going to look at it the other way and say, oh, look what they've done. They solidified themselves. Now they've got a little bit of a cushion. And I don't think that's going to be the case. I think it's going to be a tough stretch of games. And that's why I think today's game is so important. The games at Kansas City this weekend are vitally important because it's the Kansas City series before that threw me. It was that four-game series that they split when KC did not have Bobby Witt Jr., and the Tigers couldn't win three out of four against a team that was without its heart and soul. And that's when I had dropped them. Not dropped them from the year, but that solidified the point that I said, you got to sell. You got to trade. Absolutely, you're a trading school, which I thought all along. But you got to now go ahead, trade Casey Mize. Don't have a problem with it. In fact, trade Gleyber Torres if you can. Finnegan if you can. Let's go ahead and sell those, trade those guys. And I still wanted them to go out and buy some bullpen arms that were under team control for years, so that wouldn't make sense if these players were available, and there were a couple guys that were available. They didn't go that route, whatever. But Kansas City, in the back of my mind, is one of these teams, like, you got to do it.
Right. No Bobby Witt, right?
And now you're going to have them on the road, but you're getting into the end of August here. It's getting to must-win time.
I was at that last Kansas City game. That was a punting point to me. The next series against the Orioles, the blown 7-0 lead, that was a punting point. You've got five series here. You got to win three of the next five series. You can't get swept in any of them. And if we define being still in it as being within two games at the end of this, will they still be in it after the end? I lean no.
248-539-9797, the telephone number, same number to text if you want to get to us that way. Let's go to Fred in West Bloomfield. Fred, welcome to 97.1.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
All right, Fred.
The Tigers, you know what? You take them with a grain of salt, and they're probably about the same spot they were in before the White Sox series. They actually gained a game on them since they got swept by them. You know, so I mean, it's the Tigers are the Tigers. If they get hot, you better watch out for them. If they don't, they're probably not going to make the playoffs. They're probably going to, you know, lose a bunch of games and be done. You know, so this team is not a team that you can, you know, really figure out, and you just take them for however they're playing at that moment, you know. And, you know, they come back, who'd have thought, after beating Cleveland and winning that series, they come back and get swept by the White Sox. I didn't think they were going to get swept. I thought they would probably win two out of three. But, you just take them for however they're playing. If they, like I said, they get hot, they can cause some trouble if they make the playoffs. But I really don't know, because you just mentioned that tough schedule that's ahead of them, the Dodgers and all those guys, Tampa Bay, they're going to struggle, I think, you know, and I think that's going to be the deciding factor with the season, you know, that stretch of games against those tough teams. So I just, you know, hey, you know, it is what it is, and if they win, I'm all for them. I'm a Tiger fan, but I'm not expecting anything from them.
All right, thanks a lot, Fred. Yeah, it's going to be tough. And looking ahead at the White Sox schedule, what they have left, you know, they've lost two in a row to the Cubs. They play the Cubs this afternoon for the final game of that series. They have a game tomorrow against Atlanta that's a makeup game, and then their schedule is lighter than what the Tigers is. They've got three against the Mets, three against Texas. All those are at home. Texas doesn't seem like it's a team that's really fighting there. Then they're at Minnesota and at Houston. And it's a total of seven games on that road trip, four of them at Houston. That could be telling for the White Sox, right? How good are the White Sox? Because you got Minnesota who's chasing them, and then you've got Houston who is fighting to stay on top and keep their division status alive in the AL West. And then they come home and play three against Minnesota as well. So in that same stretch, it looks like the White Sox have the easier schedule, and yet they're still going to play some tough games against teams that are really still in this dogfight. And this is where I say, and I thought it was going to matter going into the series against Chicago last weekend, that experience was going to matter. I thought the White Sox, being an inexperienced team, a young team with a new manager, I thought that this was going to be tough for them, and yet they prevailed. they took it to the Tigers, who are also a very young team, but have a much more experienced manager. So it's baseball. I love baseball. This is one of the reasons I love it and why I love the 162-game schedule, because it is so long, but it matters. I mean, here we're it's the middle of August, and it matters. Everything still matters. For years, we begged to have meaningful games in September.
Well, we got to raise the bar around here. I got to tell you this. Five easiest schedules the rest of the way in MLB. This makes you cringe as a Tigers fan. Minnesota, Chicago, Toronto, Seattle, and Cleveland. Oh, boy. There's exactly one team that you're chasing that has a harder schedule than you do. Detroit's right around middle of the pack difficulty. It's Texas. And that's it. So you've got a tough road to hoe. Those 16 games that you mentioned, you got to go 9-7, in my opinion, in those 16 games. You got to have post a winning record in those 16 games to still, in my opinion, be in it the rest of the way.
I'm not going to disagree with that. I think as long as you have a winning record over a stretch like that, that you should be probably at least in this same position you're in now. Before things lighten up a little bit, they've got games against Colorado. It really doesn't lighten up, man. Their schedule is not easy. Like Colorado, at Toronto, at the White Sox, home against Washington, home against Pittsburgh to finish up the this season. It's not easy. But that's why, again, I think baseball is fun, because it's not supposed to be easy. Matt is on a sell. Matt, welcome to 97.1. Hey, Matt.
Yo, what's up, Gator? What's up, Mark? So, for me, the Tigers team, if I'm like a teeter-totter, because I buy in, then I buy out, and then it's back and forth. I do think that they'll make the playoffs. I'm not, I don't have any big expectations. And then Mark, the five teams you named with the easiest schedules, Seattle, I'm not really worried about.
Fair.
Since they got blown out last night, 22-0. Yeah, I watched that game. That game was crazy. The Seattle
1-0 in the fifth inning.
It was 1-0 in the fifth inning. And then, the last four innings, 21 runs came in. So I don't know what they were doing. I buy in and buy back out. Right now I'm at my buyout stage. I'm like, all right, well, I'm giving up. But I'm sure at some point in the future I'll buy back in. Because, like I said, I do think they'll make the playoffs. But my expectations for them to, do the World Series is almost non-existent. But it is just fun to watch them play.
Yeah, it's and thanks for the call. I appreciate it, Matt. A lot of work to be done. It's not going to be easy. And frankly, if you're going to make the playoffs, you should have to earn your way in there. We've seen this team back into it like they did last year. Frankly, in 2006, when they went to the World Series, they backed into the playoffs at the end of that season. They didn't win the division because they just kept losing towards the end there. But they were guaranteed a playoff spot. But then it just matters being in the playoffs. Because even though that team backed in 06, they went to the World Series. Even though the team backed in last year, they made it to damn near got to the ALCS. One run away from doing that in a fifth game against Seattle. 248-539-9797 is a telephone number. Same number to text if you'd like to get through that way as well. Other questions about this team. Do they have stars? Mark heard something, perked his ears up. I go, oh, I'm sorry. What did you say? Thought it was very interesting. And I have a question also about the youth on this team. Buying or selling? We'll talk about it next year. 97.1.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55 plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like,
If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet Reliant 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
Las Vegas was built for stars. Here we go.
And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
So the Tigers lineup is out for today's game as they get ready to take on Paul Skeens and the Pittsburgh Pirates today, which is kind of interesting. Jackson Jobe and Paul Skeens, two young pitchers that have a ton of upside. Skeens obviously has realized it quicker than Jobe has. He's very accomplished at college. First player taken in the draft for good reason. God, is he talented, and shows up on the scene a couple years ago.
Ended my school in the national championship game.
Yeah, he's incredible. Absolutely incredible. And everybody's following him. And then, oh, by the way, oh, you're dating Livy Dunn. There you go. And you know, everybody's seeing that. And he has this rookie of the year, and the Cy Young season last year, everything, right? And I mean, people were even here in Detroit were talking about Tigers should trade for Paul Skeens. I'm like, why on earth would Pittsburgh trade away Paul Skeens? They got the guy this young in his career. They have him under control for years. They don't have to worry about that. And now Paul Skeens is running into some trouble. He's not pitching as well.
He's got mechanics issues right now.
He's got all types of issues because he says it's mechanics, and yet he's not throwing the ball anywhere near as hard as he used to. Now, is that because of mechanics or is something else going on? I don't know. But he's not the same that he was. He used to be this stalwart, get into the seventh inning, no problem. In the last couple of games, he's gone five innings, and four innings. He just doesn't have it like he used to. And it's a real problem. In the first month of the season, he was great, 1.62 ERA. Then the ERA jumped up to 2.87 in May. Then to 3.58 in June. 6.25 earned run average in July. And it's 10 innings, and he's given up four earned runs here in August. And he'll go against Jackson Jobe. It's going to be fun to watch. I think it was safe to say, and probably still is, even though he's had some bumps in the road this year, Paul Skeens is a star player, right? I think he's a star player. I don't think we're breaking new ground there. But the Tigers lineup, as I work my way down, Colt Keith is leading off, and he's the DH. Gleyber Torres at second base, hitting second. Kevin McGonigal, shortstop, hits third. Dylan Dingler's back in the game again, playing a catcher, hitting fourth, trying to get out of his slump. Brett Callahan, the rookie, hit his first home run of his career.
He's been fun, right?
Yeah, he's been a lot of fun. He's hitting fifth in right field, or I should say in left field. In right field, batting sixth is Zach McKinstry. And this was the moment where you sent your show sheet over, and I looked at this, and I'm like, okay, I'm curious. It's, somebody said this to you about Zach McKinstry? You overheard this?
Oh, right. I was watching a Twitter clip, and I'm trying to remember the source of it. But somebody I'm not familiar with seeing was sitting down with Zach McKinstry, and they referred to him as Tiger star Zach McKinstry. And I was just thinking to myself, okay, the word love is overused, must win is overused. How overused is the word star? If even just to compliment the player you're interviewing, you are throwing out star. Now, then again, he made the All-Star team last year, won a Silver Slugger for utility men. That's got to be one of the most forgiving All-Star game berths in the history of the All-Star game for Zach McKinstry to be named a star. And I found myself asking the question, what is a star and how many of them do the Tigers actually have? And here's where I landed. They have one, and it could be Riley Green. Because my criteria is, you got to do it for multiple years. I got to see what Kevin McGonigal is next year, what Dylan Dingler is next year, what Troy Melton is next year. It's trending in the right direction, but if you want that distinction, as Dennis Green would say, go ahead and crown their ass. I can't do that right now. I need consistency over a multi-year period. And then even with Riley Green, I was just sharing with you, ESPN didn't have him in their top 50 players. So is a star a non-top 50 player? I either have one star on the Tigers or none right now.
Now, to be fair, ESPN had two Tigers in a top 15 on that list, but they were, but they don't meet your criteria because they've only done it for this year. Although you could argue Dingler did a little bit last year. He was the Gold Glove winning catcher. And then this year the offense has come, although he's in a slump right now. It's interesting. I look back at Zach McKinstry from last year. In April, he hit .338 last year in April. Got all that buzz. The Tigers got a ton of buzz as a team. Then he hit .200 in May. But then he hit .321 in June. So now that's 2 out of 3 months where he was lights out good. Then the voting gets shut down. And he's an all-star with injuries or whatever. He's in the all-star game. Hit .216 in July. Hit .233 in August. Hit .241 in September. And hit .172 in the postseason.
Oof.
You know, things calmed down significantly. This year, it's been a rough go for Zach McKinstry, but lately he has played well. In the month of August, he's hitting .304 with an .809 OPS. He has found his place, the plate, much better. Even in July, he hit .240, which isn't anything great, but it beats the hell out of hitting like .170 or whatever he was hitting before that. Just for, you know, more reference point on what Zach McKinstry's at. And no, he's not a star. Let me say that. He is not. He was actually an all-star last year, but he's not a star player. I've had my ups and downs watching him as a fan. I think he's a guy that fills out one of your last roster spots because he does have the versatility to play anywhere. He gives you everything he's got. He's got great speed on the paths. He takes first to third, and he has occasional pop. I don't dislike McKinstry. I dislike the situations where I'm seeing him play almost every day because I don't think he should play every day, but that's a whole other issue. When it comes to star players, it's interesting. I can't disagree that you have to do it for more than one season. You can't just be this flash in the pan guy. Now that we're into August and I'm seeing what Kevin McGonigal is doing, and when you see Kevin McGonigal comparisons, and you brought these up too, when you start making a Kevin McGonigal comparison, say he's the first player since blank to do blank, and the comparison is Ty Cobb or Al Kaline, you know, or pictures of black and white players, you know, the black and white photo you see, it's hard not to. When you look at his, I don't believe in the WAR stat as much as everybody else does. I think it's fine, but I think it overemphasizes some things and not enough for others, whatever. But if you buy into WAR, he's one of the top players in the American League. Is he a star as a rookie? I don't think he's a star yet. And I lean more towards what you said because he's got to do it for multiple years. Because he's a rookie, I'm probably penalizing more than anything else.
There's a reason the sophomore slump exists, right?
Yeah, and because he's playing, is he a shortstop? Is he a third baseman? What is he? Fair enough, but I think that does play against him. Dylan Dingler, on the other hand, won the Gold Glove last year, and this year he's turned himself into the best catcher in baseball, even with the troubles he's had over the last, you know, 2 weeks of hitting the baseball. But he's a different story because he is the best player at his position, not just in the league, but in the game. even if it's just this one season he's doing it, I think you can't ignore that. That's a pretty special season he's having. Whereas I could say McGonagall is not the best shortstop in the game, but McGonagall's having a hell of a year. So I think the Tigers, when it comes to your question, do they have stars? I think the answer is yes, but the question I have is it just one? We'll talk more about that next year on 97.1.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55 plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, if you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet Reliant 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence Data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.